I have a real entrepreneurial spirit, but I've actually also had a fair amount of failure in my business life. And a lot of that was just because, honestly, I married way too young and just had a learning curve to go through to kind of get to where I am right now.
These guys that are building these 5 to 10 location groups, and that's who's listening to this. What ends up happening is I'm a dentist and I'm going to start adding practices, and you're still practicing. You're the biggest producer in the organization. If you stop now, you'll actually take a huge financial hit by taking a step back. So you're like, I'm not going to do that.
You are pushing way too much change down at the office level. And what you actually need to do is try and find the appropriate rate of change that your team can handle.
Welcome back to another episode of Dental Marketing Theory. I'm your host, Gary Bird. I'm the founder of SMC National, where we help you create, convert, and close more new patients so you can grow the way that you want. But you can't grow if you don't understand how same store growth works. And today, I have the one, the only Trevor, who's same day coach at Rev Tribes. And he actually works with practices just like yours. And he's going to share not only how he got into the dental industry. It's actually Dr. Trevor. So he's going to explain how he got in as a doctor because of his dad. And he's going to share his whole journey with you. And he's going to tell you how he helps people who have chaos in their business. This is going to change the way that you kind of look at your group as you grow. And you're going to get a lot of value from it. Stay tuned. All right. We are live. And I got Dr. Trevor here. And I'm excited to have a conversation with him because him and I have been working on a podcast. It's not out yet. We're recording them right now, and we're going to be releasing them soon. By the time you hear this, they might be dropped at that point. But I asked him to come on this podcast because I wanted to talk with him about some of the things that he's been doing. And before we get into that, Dr. Trevor, I would love for you to tell us, how did you get into the dental industry?
So I like many people, I come from a dental family. My dad was an oral surgeon and orthodontist, dual trained specialist. I know it's weird.
Wow. So I've never heard of that.
I know. My uncle was another one. So there's like two of them.
And they're, yeah. Have you ever met anybody else like that?
Not with those credentials.
No, exactly. Those are opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Well, so he got into it in the 70s when they were doing a lot of orthognathic surgery. So he was moving jaws around, and it was cool because he could plan the cases, move the jaws around surgically, and then finish the cases orthodontically. So he had like the full skill set to do that.
I see why he would want to do that. Okay.
Yeah. Funny story. Actually, my dad, he went to, his ortho residency, and then kind of toward the tail end, he ended up helping an oral surgeon, set up a case. And that oral surgeon was from Germany, studying the orthognathics and kind of big name there. And he's like, why don't you come study with me in Germany, study the surgery. So that's where my dad went. He went over to Germany. He did his first 2 years of surgical residency there. He actually met and married my mom there, who was a hygienist from Texas. So she was, over there. They didn't have any hygienists at the time in Europe. And she just was off on kind of an early 20s adventure herself and ended up coming back married. And they just celebrated their 50th anniversary and went back to Switzerland to kind of see their old stomping ground, which is really, really cool.
Wow. That is so cool.
Yeah.
So how did that influence you to become a dentist? Like, and I will say, everybody, like people like me who aren't dentists, who aren't clinicians, we're all here by accident. Nobody's said, I want to be in a dental marketer when I grow up. And it seems that all the dentists and hygienists were all influenced, for the most part, influenced by like family members or mentors. And it sounds like you definitely fall into that camp. So like, what did you see that you were like, I want to be in that industry?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't just my family. So I also came from a culture of, a high number of LDS people. I was LDS when I was raised. And so there was like a kind of a track that went that direction a little bit. Right. So I kind of looked around and went, I want to be in healthcare. I want to take care of people, and my family's doing that. I didn't really want to go into medicine, just because the hours seemed a little bit longer. This seemed a little more family friendly, that kind of standard, ideas about it. So I actually ended up going to dental school when I was quite young. I started just before my 21st birthday at UOP, and I finished just after my 24th. So doing it that young, there are definitely advantages and disadvantages. Like you get into it real quick, but like, you don't really even know who you are quite at that point yet. And so there's some things that are just wonderful. I love about dentistry. I love taking care of people. I love the entrepreneurial aspect. And actually I'm a little bit more of an entrepreneur than I am a dentist. just kind of by nature.
Hey, got an important announcement for you. We are hosting the second annual Full Arch Advantage event where you learn to create, convert, and close more full arches so your office can grow the way that you want. This is going to be in partnership with BioHorizons, and this is our second year, but the important part is it's going to be virtual, so you don't have to fly out, buy hotels, travel with your team. You can just register and block off the days and watch virtually. And right now we have early bird pricing. It's never going to be cheaper than right now. I don't even have a discount code because it's so cheap. It's only $199 right now to register, and it's for your team. It's for your dentists. It's for your treatment coordinators, your dental assistants, and your marketing managers. And you're going to learn a ton of stuff to grow. Last year's event had a 74 MPS score, which is amazing. And the feedback was really, really good. So if you're looking at leveling up, we have a ton of new content, a ton of new automations and things that you can add to your practice to really grow. And we're going to be going over a lot around sales and executing on the phones to make sure that you can grow the way that you want. So don't miss this. Go to Full Arch Advantage right now and sign up. This price will not be around for long.
Got it. And so how did that kind of lead to where you're doing now? So you got interested in the dental industry. You became a dentist. You went to school for it. Mm-hmm. Did you start a practice?
Yeah, I started. I started a practice just a couple of years out of school. It was a really successful practice. It kind of grew and grew. And then I ended up having to, unfortunately, force a sale of that practice after about 10 years because of a divorce situation. So I had to force the sale of that practice, bounced around a little bit, and then I ended up at Pacific Dental Services, where I'm just about to leave them, but I've been with them for the last 5 years.
Oh, wow. Well,
yeah, while I was there, I actually took that kind of entrepreneurial spirit. I looked around and I went, you know what you need? You need a podcast that helps connect your dentists and helps your owner doctors understand really how the platform works. So I went and I created one on spec. You know, I just was like, I'm going to go do this. So I went and I interviewed a bunch of the higher performing owner doctors that I could find and really just tried to understand how that platform works. It gave me a really kind of deep understanding of DSOs and how they function. And then early 2022, so this is late 23 when we're recording this, but early last year, I got long COVID and I was out of practice for about 3 months. I had taken that knowledge that I got from doing the podcast, was ready to ramp my practice. And then I got really sick and it was mostly neurologic symptoms. Thankfully, I'm recovered. I'm feeling pretty much 100% at this point. But I looked around, I went, I don't know that I want to do this thing too much longer anymore, you know? And so I ended up kind of looking around, getting on LinkedIn and left a comment on someone's LinkedIn post, and Tanner Applegate contacted me. It was like, you know, that sounds really interesting because I'm all about culture, and that the comment was about culture. And so we ended up having a conversation. He's like, you know, do you know Jody Evans? I'm like, I've never met Jody. And he's like, the way that you're talking, you sound like you and Jody would get along really well. So I reached out to Jody and we started working together. So I'm career transitioning. Now I've for the last 6 months, part-time I've been, you know, consulting with Jody on, you know, same store growth is kind of what we do really, really well, is we help people to grow what they have existing in their locations. And we can do expansion plans and things like that too. But I get in there and I help people understand how to increase the productivity of the dentist that they've got on board already.
Awesome. So I love that. And I have so many different things to say. Number one, I go to Pacific Dental, a Pacific Dental office. And the reason that I go, people always go, why do you go to Pacific Dental? They're so big. I love operationally the way they work. I've noticed like with Heartland, everybody kind of does whatever they want. So there's not this like consistent thing. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to go to like an Aspen or something like that. Mm-hmm. So like I go to like a Pacific because I can literally see their processes working in real time, and they operate as like a local practice the way the doctors got some equity in it. And like, so there's like the best of both worlds of these amazing processes and kind of being like a local office as well. So that's number one. Number two, I've worked with Jody for years, love Jody and love what she does. And Jody has a ton of different, as she would say, superpowers. And I would love to know like what kind of drew you there to say, okay, I really want to, this is where I want to focus my energy moving forward.
You know, one of Jody's superpowers is really just seeing the value that a lot of people can bring, you know, in their diverse perspectives. So, and I have a real entrepreneurial spirit, and but I've actually also had a fair amount of failure, you know, in my business life. And a lot of that was just because honestly, I married way too young and just had a learning curve to go through to kind of get to where I am right now. But Jody saw the value that I brought and bring to Rev Tribes. And like, that's just really magnetic. And that's what she does super well for all of the clients that we work with. She helps them understand their unique genius and the genius that other people on their team are bringing to the team. And when you get that understanding right, you really just unlock a lot of latent potential that is sitting around in your office or sitting around in your organization, and you help people to grow up to their potential and the whole thing can thrive. So I think that's what really drew me to Jody. Aside from that, we're just super philosophically aligned on, you know, kind of who the core customer is of a DSO. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am very team driven, team focused. It's the team that delivers care. It's not the dentist, you know. And if we can get the synergies in the team right, that moves the needle in every metric that matters. And Jody sees it in a really similar way. She looks at your core customer is not the customer, the end user that you're serving. Your core customer is the dentist, the hygienist, the team members that are supporting those roles. And so again, just really philosophically aligned on that, on those points.
Awesome. Yeah. And I totally get that about Jody too. I totally agree with you. One of the things that I know that Jody's also really passionate about, and I think you are too, that a lot of people overlook in the dental industry. I would say this might be, marketing's pretty big. Marketing gets overlooked a lot. Mm-hmm. I think about one time I was watching somebody who owned 500 practices, 600 practices. And they were like, we have this many dentists and we have this many operators and we make billions of dollars, mm-hmm. and we have this many offices. And then they got to the marketing slide and they were like, we have three people on our marketing team. I'm just like, oh, holy smokes, bro. That's so stressful. So anyways, so this is marketing's pretty overlooked in the dental industry. It's kind of like an afterthought.
Yeah.
But the thing that you guys are super passionate about, it's really close to that. It's change management. Mm-hmm. And it may not be overlooked maybe with the bigger DSOs, the bigger groups, but for sure, these guys that are building these 5 to 10 location mm-hmm. groups, and that's who's listening to this. What ends up happening is I'm a dentist, and you get this, right? I'm a dentist. I'm going to own my practice, and I'm going to start adding practices. Mm-hmm. And you're still practicing. You're the biggest producer in the organization. If you stop now, you'll actually take a huge financial hit by taking a step back. So you're like, I'm not going to do that. And then what ends up happening is no one's working on the business. Only people are working in the business. Mm-hmm. And it's very hard to operate a business that way, especially with multi-location. Yeah. One location, you can get away with it because you can operate on your gut, but you can't really do that from a multi-location standpoint and be successful. And so things just don't work the way they can. And then they start hiring people. So they're like, okay, we got to have people working on the business. I realize this, mm-hmm. but they have no function. They're just using EOS and they're like, this is awesome. I can put all my cares and all my worries in this EOS board. But EOS doesn't teach you how to do change management. No. And it also doesn't teach you how to execute or what if you're picking the right ideas. Like it's largely based on the entrepreneur's emotion of which problems they want to tackle.
And their ability to persuade the others on the team. And you know, that persuasion can actually really, really backfire. If you're in there advocating for your point of view, and you're not adequately surfacing the other points of view in the team and weighing them, because no one person has any kind of complete view of reality.
A skewed. We each have a skewed reality based on our interactions with the company. Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. So in order to have the best shot at knowing what is really going on, you've got to become an expert not in picking a lane of change that you want to pursue, but in really understanding what it is that your core customer is struggling with, right? What are your frontline team members struggling with? How are they feeling about the situation? What is going on for them that they're tripping on over and over and over again and is constraining the growth of the business? And when you can kind of like get that information and then look at your priorities, okay, which constraint, if we relieve it, is going to lead to the most amount of growth, you know? And with marketing, often that constraint is, are phones being answered, you know? And this is one that like nobody has an answer to, unless they're already have looked at that constraint and relieved it. Being able to focus is a superpower in and of itself. And both Jody and I have learned this the hard way, like, because we both love change.
Oh, Jody's at, I think Jody's a 10.
Jody's quick a start. 10 quick start. I'm an 8.
I know if I wanted to right now, I could go to Jody and be like, hey, Jody, check this out, and whatever the thing is. And she'd be like, whoa, you know what I mean?
Awesome.
She's like,
let's do it.
That's awesome. Let's do it. Yeah. And that's entrepreneurs, right?
Yeah.
Like,
but what we have learned to do for our clients is actually slow the game down. So we go in there, we understand, you know, what their mission is, what their values are, how that fits into the broader organization. We understand their superpowers, all of those things. We build this foundation for them, and then we start looking at what are the opportunities. You know, what opportunities are in front of you? How do we know which ones are worth pursuing and which ones we need to kind of like put on the back burner? And then we develop a strategic plan, and then we meet with them like every week, and we're helping them execute on that plan. There's takeaways that they leave with. We're helping them create internal documents that will move them forward in the progress.
So how are you? So are you kind of like implementing? So a lot of these doctors already have EOS, or they have something like that. They have something they're operating on, and it works for a while, right? And it feels really good. It feels like the momentum's like off the hook.
Dopamine kicks left and right.
Until it all falls down on you, right? And then it's like, wait a second, this isn't what I thought it was. So are you kind of coming in and then supporting and basically kind of implementing some change management? How are you approaching it?
So there's definitely change management going on. And I liked what Dave said. I can't remember. I don't remember how to pronounce his last name, but we just had an interview on our podcast and he talked about change leadership. And I think that was great. What we mostly do is we stop talking about things in quarters. And this comes from Jody's experience at CDP, helping them scale from 4 offices to 60 offices. What she found is that when they were pushing out change in quarters, which is what EOS does, you've got your quarterly rocks, right? You are pushing way too much change down at the office level. And what you actually need to do is try and find the appropriate rate of change that your team can handle. And it's much less than the entrepreneurs that are leading the organization generally want to do, you know. But what ends up happening is nothing breaks. You maintain the momentum that you have. You don't burn your people out. You help them grow. And you incorporate one change at a time until you look back a year from where you started, and you're like, holy cow, look at what we've accomplished. And it's because you didn't try to go too fast. You know, you went slow to go fast.
I love that. And so you're helping, basically you're like, hey guys, we got to go slow to go fast. Mm-hmm. You're putting too much change into your company because it felt really good to put the couple issues up and get them up and going. But now it's just like everything's bottlenecked again, and you kind of reach this plateau. And then so you guys come in, and then you're like, okay, let's zoom out and let's pick the initiatives that we want to focus on. It's basically like we're not micromanaging initiatives. We're macro managing initiatives now.
Yeah. That's a great way to put it. And we pick 1, 2, or 3, you know, 1, 2, or 3 initiatives.
What if I want to change my mind every single day?
then we'll help you not. We'll help you stay on track. We've got our plan.
Good answer. We'll help you not want to feel that way anymore. We'll remind you how painful that was when you did that for the last 12 months.
Yeah. Yeah. It actually is very tailored to the entrepreneur. What we say all the time is it's your vision, your way, right? And so if you're someone that wants to go really fast, we'll help you slow down. If you're someone that's naturally a little bit slow, we'll help you speed up. We will help you get to the right pace for you, for your organization to hit your vision, you know.
That's awesome. So if someone wants to reach out to you and like learn about what you guys are doing, or say, hey, is this a right fit for me? What is the best way to get in touch with you guys?
Yeah, Jody and I are always on LinkedIn. You can email us also at it's Jody, Jodi at revtribes.com, or Trevor at revtribes.com. Or, you know, reach out, hit us up on LinkedIn through our DMs, and we'll be sure to get back to you. We do. That's awesome. We do offer a you know, free strategy session. Get to know people, get to know where they are in the process, see if it's a good fit. We limit the number of clients that we see because we want to give our clients nothing but the best. And yeah. So we don't keep a big roster around. We just want to make sure it's a great fit.
That's awesome. Yeah. You guys do a great job. I've personally worked with Jody very closely. I've obviously worked closely with you and love what you guys are doing, love what you guys are building, and super excited for anybody who needs help in this area. If the EOS transition thing resonates with you, this is definitely the right one. And here's the other thing that I say, and I'll close on this thought, is like, so often we look in the dental industry and we're like, oh, there's all these consultants. And a lot of the consultants, you at surface level, they look like they're all exactly the same. But then spending 5 minutes with them, you realize they're all totally different.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally different than every other consultant that I've worked with, literally. Like, yeah. And I've talked to hundreds of dental consultants. You guys are unique. You guys do it in a way that pretty much nobody else does. And same with the other ones. I'm not saying one's good, one's bad. It's just that there's consultants that help you at certain points. Mm-hmm. And if you're at the point that we're talking about right now, it might be a good time to talk to somebody like Trevor and Jody. So thank you so much for coming on, my friend. And I really value your point of view and everything you bring to the table. And I learned some stuff today. So thank you for coming on.
Thank you. Can I just add one word? So if you're out there listening, you've got a little dental group, you've grown, you want to grow more, you're missing a little bit of expertise, or you're feeling a little bit of chaos, we can really help with that. You know? So yeah, please reach out.
What if they're drowning?
If they're drowning, we can also help with that.
Okay, cool. You said a little bit of chaos. I don't know anybody like that. So if you're running a business and you only have a little bit of chaos and you've been doing it for over a year, call me, because I would like to hire you as a consultant, and you can come help me.